Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We've now started to see, as the price of stupid has gone up, what the political fallout of that is, right? Because it's raised the price of stupid, and we've been able to see the consequences of entrenched stupidity and the stupid politics that run along with that,
despite all the stupid that they ingest every day from these stupid conspiracy websites. They're vaccinated.
Yep.
You see? Your stupid minds. Stupid!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
I said from that podium that under no circumstance would President Biden ever fire Dr. Fauci. Is that still the case, since Fauci told Congress the NIH never funded gain-of-function research for coronaviruses in Wuhan, but documents published by The Intercept suggest that is not true, which would mean that he misled Congress?
Well, first, I would say that NIH has refuted that reporting.
His job is safe.
Correct.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
So he started on time, believe it or not. Very surprising.
I'm shocked.
So we're going to put off the chump line and go back into the speech, but I'll just summarize what he said so far. Again, it's mixed messages across the board. Grim weekly toll down. That's an exact quote. Here's another exact quote. We're in a tough stretch and it could last for a while, unquote. I'm guessing until the midterms. Why don't we just call this the midterm variant that we're working on here? 80 million have failed to get the vaccine. Yeah, that's what he says, fail to get the vaccine. And he uses the phrase again, a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So let's go to the Joe Biden address, and we'll stick with this for a while. This is live.
We cannot allow these actions to stand in the way of protecting the large majority of Americans who have done their part and want to get back to life as normal. As your president, I'm announcing tonight a new plan to require more Americans to be vaccinated to combat those blocking public health. My plan also increases testing, protects our economy, and will make our kids safer in schools. It consists of six broad areas of action and many specific measures in each of those actions you can read more about in whitehouse.gov. Whitehouse.gov. The measures, these are going to take time to have full impact. But if we implement them, I believe, and the scientists indicate, that the months ahead we can reduce the number of unvaccinated Americans, decrease hospitalizations and deaths, and allow our children to go to school safely and keep our economy strong by keeping businesses open. First, we must increase vaccinations among the unvaccinated with new vaccination requirements.
Requirements.
With nearly 80 million eligible Americans who have not gotten vaccinated, many said they were waiting for approval from the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. Well, last month, the FDA granted that approval. So the time for waiting is over. This summer, we made progress through the combination of vaccine requirements and incentives, as well as the FDA approval. 4 million more people got their first shot in August than they did in July. But we need to do more. This is not about freedom or personal choice.
That's for sure.
It's about protecting yourself and those around you, the people you work with, the people you care about, the people you love. My job as president is to protect all Americans. So tonight, I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers.
Here it is.
To ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week. Some of the biggest companies are already requiring this. United Airlines, Disney, Tyson's Food, and even Fox News. The bottom line, we're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated coworkers. We're going to reduce the spread of COVID-19 by increasing the share of the workforce that is vaccinated in businesses all across America. My plan will extend the vaccination requirements that I previously issued in the healthcare field.
I count three requirements
already,
so far.
I've announced we'll be requiring vaccinations of all nursing home workers who treat patients on Medicare and Medicaid because I have that federal authority. Tonight, I'm using that same authority to expand that to cover those who work in hospitals, home health care facilities, or other medical facilities, a total of 17 million health care workers. If you're seeking care at a health facility, you should be able to know that the people treating you are vaccinated. Simple, straightforward, period. Next, I will sign an executive order that will now require all executive branch federal employees to be vaccinated. All. And I've signed another executive order that will require federal contractors to do the same. If you want to work with the federal government and do business with us, get vaccinated.
That means
you,
Mr. Garcia.
If you want to do business with the federal government, vaccinate your workforce. And tonight, I'm removing one of the last remaining obstacles that make it difficult for you to get vaccinated. The Department of Labor will require employers with 100 or more workers to give those workers paid time off to get vaccinated. No one should lose pay in order to get vaccinated or take a loved one to get vaccinated. Today, in total, the vaccine requirements in my plan will affect about 100 million Americans, two-thirds of all workers. And for other sectors, I issue this appeal to those of you running large entertainment venues, from sports arenas to concert venues to movie theaters. Please require folks to get vaccinated or show a negative test as a condition of entry. And to the nation's family physicians, pediatricians, GPs, general practitioners, you're the most trusted medical voice to your patients. You may be the one person who can get someone to change their mind about being vaccinated. Tonight, I'm asking each of you to reach out to your unvaccinated patients over the next 2 weeks and make a personal appeal to them to get the shot. America needs your personal involvement in this critical effort. My message to unvaccinated Americans is this: what more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine has FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot.
Is it working, Joe?
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
Patience is wearing thin.
And your refusal has cost all of us. So please, do the right thing.
He wants to combat those blocking public
health. But just don't take it from me. Listen to the voices of unvaccinated Americans who are lying in hospital beds, taking their final breath, saying, if only I'd gotten vaccinated. If only. It's a tragedy. Please don't let it become yours.
Can we hear some actual evidence of that,
Joe? Second piece of my plan is continuing to protect the vaccinated. For the vast majority of you who've gotten vaccinated, I understand your anger at those who haven't gotten vaccinated.
Anger?
I understand the anxiety about getting a breakthrough case. But as the science makes clear, if you're fully vaccinated, you're highly protected from severe illness, even if you get COVID-19. In fact, recent data indicates there is only one confirmed positive case per 5,000 fully vaccinated Americans per day. You're as safe as possible, and we're doing everything we can to keep it that way. Keep it that way. Keep you safe.
When does the next vaccine lottery start?
The shots that give you even
boosters.
More protection than after your second shot.
More protection.
Now, I know there's been some confusion about boosters, so let me be clear. Last month,
your confusion.
Our top government doctors announced an initial plan for booster shots for vaccinated Americans. They believe that the booster is likely to provide the highest level of protection yet. Of course, the decision of which booster shots to give, when to start them, and who will give them will be left completely to the scientists at the FDA and the Centers for Disease Control.
Oh, we trust them a lot, too.
But while we wait, we've done our part. We bought enough booster shots, and the distribution system is ready to administer them. As soon as they are authorized, those eligible will be able to get a booster right away in tens of thousands of sites across the country. For most Americans, at your nearby drugstore, and for free. The third piece of my plan is keeping, and maybe the most important, is keeping our children safe and our schools open. For any parent,
how unsafe
it doesn't matter
are they?
How low
how many
the
are
risk
dead? How many children
any
are dead, Joe?
Accident is when it comes to your child or grandchild. Trust me, I know. So
trust him.
Let me
trust
speak
Joe
to you directly.
He knows.
Let me speak to you directly to help ease some of your worries. It comes down to two separate categories. Children ages 12 and older who are eligible for a vaccine now, and children ages 11 and under who are not yet eligible. The safest thing for your child 12 and older is to get them vaccinated. They get vaccinated for a lot of things. That's it. Get them vaccinated. As with adults, almost all the serious COVID-19 cases we're seeing among adolescents are in unvaccinated 12 to 17-year-olds.
Serious cases are there, Joe?
An age group that lags behind in vaccination.
How many? We're going to have to take a break from this. And again, I apologize, but we have to keep going with this for the time being. It's a programming decision. But I understand people who are angry on the text line about this. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England Talk Radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
So far, I've got 11 uses of some variation of the word require. And he also uses authority I possess. Boy, does he fear Ron DeSantis. He's talking about officials who are undermining you. And talk about bullying in schools. I'll use my power to get them out of the way. These are all direct quotes. I'll use my power to get them out of the way. This is not about freedom. I'll say it's not. Patience is wearing thin. Okay, we'll go back to this for a while. I think it's almost over, thank goodness. And then we'll talk about it. We'll do the poll question and the chump line.
I'm announcing that the Transportation Safety Administration, the TSA, will double the fines on travelers that refuse to mask. If you break the rules, be prepared to pay. And by the way, show some respect. The anger you see on television toward flight attendants and others doing their job is wrong. It's ugly. The fifth piece of my plan is protecting our economic recovery. Because of our vaccination program and the American Rescue Plan, which we passed early in my administration, we've had record job creation for a new administration. Economic growth unmatched in 40 years. We cannot let unvaccinated do this progress, undo it, turn it back. So tonight, I'm announcing additional steps to strengthen our economic recovery. We'll be expanding COVID-19 economic injury disaster loan programs. That's a program that's going to allow small businesses
won't be any scams
to borrow
on that.
Up to $2 million
oh, no.
from the current $500,000 to keep going if COVID-19
can
impacts
I apply for
on
it
their
for,
sales.
If I'm already in prison for scamming the earlier programs?
Payment for 2 years and be can used to hire and retain workers, purchase inventory, or even pay down higher cost debt racked up since the pandemic began. I'll also be taking
Does that
additional
my legal
steps
bills for my earlier fraud indictment.
The pandemic. Sixth, we're going to continue to improve the care of those who do get COVID-19. In early July, I announced the deployment of surge response teams. These are teams comprised of experts from the Department of Health and Human Services,
our nation's top
CDC,
he said that earlier,
the Defense Department,
experts,
and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to areas in the country that need help to stem the spread of COVID-19. Since then, the federal government has deployed nearly 1,000 staff, including doctors, nurses, paramedics, into 18 states.
Today, work Labor Day?
I'm announcing that the Defense Department will double the number of military health teams that they'll deploy to help their fellow Americans in hospitals around the country. Additionally, we're increasing the availability of new medicines recommended by real doctors, not conspiracy theorists. The monoclonal
that means anyone who disagrees with him is a conspiracy
have been shown
theorist.
To reduce the risk of hospitalization by up to 70% for unvaccinated people at risk of developing severe disease.
Surgery, he's starting to
We've
fade.
Already distributed 1.4 million courses of these treatments
Get
to
the
save
hook.
Lives and reduce the strain on hospitals. Tonight,
what about the strain on dementia, Joe? Go ahead.
Pace of shipment across the country of free monoclonal antibody treatments by another 50%. Before I close, let me say this. Communities of color are disproportionately impacted by this virus. And as we continue to battle COVID-19, we will ensure that equity continues to be at the center of our response. We'll ensure that everyone is reached. My first responsibility as president is to protect the American people and make sure we have enough vaccine for every American, including enough boosters for every American.
That's not the problem.
We also know this virus transcends borders. That's why even as we execute this plan at home, we need to continue fighting the virus overseas, continue to be the arsenal of vaccines. We're proud to have donated nearly 140 million vaccines over 90 countries, more than all other countries combined.
How about all the illegals and the Afghans?
Including Europe, China,
are they getting
Russia
the vaccine?
Combined.
Are they required to use your favorite word?
And that's just the beginning. We've also now started to ship another 500 million COVID vaccines, Pfizer vaccines.
Will there be a requirement that you get a vaccination to continue getting your welfare check, to continue getting your student loan repayments deferred? And how about in the communities that still don't require you to pay rent? Will you have to prove you've been vaccinated in order to continue being a deadbeat?
Flat-footed with a new pandemic comes again, as it will. Next month, I'm also going to release a plan in greater detail.
Oh, another plan.
So let me close with
this. We love plans.
We've made so much progress during the past 7 months of this pandemic. The recent increases in vaccinations in August already are having an impact in some states where case counts are dropping in recent days. Even so, we remain at...
This will be over when we return. Pinky promise. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Look, we're the United States of America. There's nothing, not a single thing we're unable to do if we do it together. So let's stay together.
Let's stay together. Loving you weather.
That's Al Green. He ran against Senator Tim Scott in South Carolina. You may recall that. I think it was Senator Tim Scott he ran against. Different Al Green, but he won the primary with, you know, I think he was on parole too at the time. But is Al Green, I'm voting for Al Green. I loved his music. He was great. We're the United States of America. The United States of America. We're going to take calls on this. We're going to do the chump line right after the 6 o'clock news tonight. And I guess we should do the poll question while the lines load up. If you any kind of reaction you got to this thing, I don't like being lectured. I really don't like being lectured to, especially by a boob like Joe Biden.
Well, it wasn't you that was getting lectured to. You're vaccinated.
Yeah, but I mean, but he wants these booster shots. I mean, you know, I was just talking to the VIPs and I'm saying, you know, if you go to prison, if you do the stretch, you're a free man after you get out. Or, you know, if you get an early parole, you know, you fulfill the conditions and you go to the probation or the parole, whatever. At some point, you're free. With these booster shots, when does it end?
This whole speech was just a bleep you to people like me. Saying how pissed off the president is at me.
Patience is wearing thin,
yeah,
man.
His patience is wearing
there's
thin.
There's anger. There's anxiety. These are all direct quotes. And this is about combating those who are blocking public. That's you. He wants to combat those of you who are blocking. Block. Just in time for the football season to begin tonight.
He also said
blocking public health.
He said 80 million people have failed to get the vaccine. I see it as successfully avoiding the vaccine.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, even though we're being told about all these. Every day there's a headline about the breakthrough cases expanding, but this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Get the vaccine, you'll be fine. Unless you run into an unvaccinated person, then you won't be fine.
And he's going to, and for all those elected officials who support people's right to choose, he's going to use his power to get you out of the way. He's going to use his power to get you out of the way. We'll take some calls on this in a moment, but let's do the poll question first. Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. If you've been holding off on trying Balance 7, then don't wait any longer. This week only, get $10 off their 6-week supply bottle and free shipping with code Howie10. Order today at balance7.com. Balance7.com. It's a great product. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
How does Logan International Airport security compare to before 9/11? More secure, less secure, or about the same?
I'm going to say about the same.
53% say about the same. 18% say less secure. 29% say it's more secure.
Someone told me, by the way, that he works in an agency, or his cousin works in an agency that has to occasionally do the attempts to bring weapons through the gate. He says they always get them through. I'm not surprised. I don't like the fact that that's true, but I'm not surprised. I like the fact too that he talks about our nation's top doctors and our experts. This is the same week that all those documents came out that we were paying for basically gain of function research. They can play semantic games to say they weren't trying to strengthen the viruses, the bat virus, but you read it. That's what it is.
By the way,
now our nation's top doctors are doing their best for you after they paid millions to start the thing, to produce it.
Did he mention anything about masks? Did I miss that part?
He said there was going to be increased testing and masking. And then he kind of like drifted away from it at the very end. But he said there's good, you know, he just wants more masking on flights.
Yeah, he mentioned about the sports arenas and the movie theaters,
yes,
and those places to make sure that people are vaccinated when coming in. But what about what happened to the masks? Do those not work anymore?
You know, that's a good point. Yeah, he mentioned masking, but he just kind of mentioned it in passing, and then he didn't say much more about it, except that they're going to still be required on planes, which I suspected anyway. Let's see.
Well, here. I mean, it's pretty clear that masking and the messaging behind masking goes against the push for vaccine mandates, because if masks work, you wouldn't need a vaccine.
Yeah, and if the vaccines worked, you wouldn't need a booster, right? We were told that when we got vaccinations, we wouldn't need masks anymore.
If the vaccines work, you wouldn't have to worry about your unvaccinated coworker.
Yes. 413 says immigrants will not be mandated the vaccination because they don't have jobs. If you have to have a job to get to get the mandated vaccine. Yeah, that's true, I guess. And the Afghans aren't going to get jobs, apparently. 844-500-4242-603. Are you hiring? Can't take any more mandates. I mean,
we're trying to keep this workplace under 100. Thank you.
That's right. I'm telling you, I feel fortunate. You know, I guess I don't know how many people the Herald has, but I haven't been to the Herald. for two workplaces, and now there is no more workplace in the Herald, so they can't really require me to wear, to get any vaccinations. I mean, I've got the vaccinations, but I mean, when does this end? 617, as long as the experts wear lab coats, they must be experts. Yeah, I'm seriously thinking about buying not just a lab coat, but a stethoscope, because I think that would give me even more authority to issue medical decisions if I had a stethoscope around my neck. 844-500-4242. We're going to take as many calls as we can here, all the way through to the end of the show. I had other stuff planned, but this is the only thing we can do tonight, I think. And again, we'll do the chump line after 6. The chump line is closed for tonight, though. We're not going to recut it. Monique, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Monique.
So this is a complete overreach of presidential authority, but it is also a complete overreaction to a disease that, for everybody under 65, is 99.9% survivable.
I know. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Go ahead.
All these resources and all this energy being, why are we, I'm asking honestly for anybody who can answer, why are we devoting all these resources and all this energy to squash a disease which is, with such a high survival rate?
How about the kids? He's basically coming up with the old teachers union line. We're doing this for the children. But again, the children are in even less danger than people under the age of 65.
Get vaccinated.
That was the kicker, as we say in the newspaper business. Get vaccinated. And then when you finish your story, people don't start screaming at you, demanding a question that were left unanswered in your story. Go ahead, Monique.
Yeah, I mean, none of this is scientific. I mean, the children mercifully are almost held harmless from this disease. But I also thought I heard him mention something about we're going to focus on medicines that are not, part of a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Would that be, yeah.
He said doctors who are not conspiracy theorists, although he couldn't pronounce conspiracy theorists, of course. You know that. Have we got that cut? We'll have that cut shortly. I know. This is from John Hinderacker from Powerline Blog. Increasingly, it appears that the rationale for the vaccination is that you may still catch COVID, but your infection won't be as severe as it might otherwise be. Okay, I agree with that. Fine, says John Hinderacker. But for people under 60, COVID infections are rarely severe in the first place. Young people who think they have little to fear from COVID, whether they are vaccinated or not, are, in general, correct. So the government should not try to dictate their healthcare decision. Their bodies, their choice. By the way, there was a plane crash today in Provincetown out on Cape Cod. 6 people were taken to the hospital. And the only reason I bring it up is because, do you remember earlier in the summer when there was an outbreak, a surge, a spike in Provincetown? It made national news. Do you know how many people went to the hospital in Provincetown after the surging, spiking outburst? 4 went to the hospital. So that's 2 more went to the hospital today because of this small private plane going down. Now, are we going to shut down air transportation around the country because of this? I'm just asking this question. I mean, I'm sorry those people were involved in that crash today in Provincetown, but there were 2 more than were infected, and it was a national story. And nobody died in Provincetown, by the way, in that outburst. I don't know. I hope it's the same thing with the plane crash, but nobody died in Provincetown after the quote-unquote outbreak.
Any word if they were vaccinated?
We don't know, and we don't know if they were wearing masks on that plane either. You mean the people?
Okay.
617, doctors who aren't conspiracy theorists, does that include or exclude Fauci? Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, Fauci thinks there's a conspiracy against him, led by another physician by the name of Rand Paul, a senator from Kentucky. 508, he loses all credibility if the border's open. Well, he has no credit. You're right. I mean, that's just one thing that totally reduces his credibility. And by the way, how are they going to prove that someone has been vaccinated or not? I mean, are they going to force you to produce proof of a vaccination? I mean, I'm just asking this question. I don't know, you know, what's legal and what's not legal. I think, you know, people tend to, you know, everybody signs the HIPAA law and we understand the HIPAA law, but I think in many of these cases, the HIPAA law is not applicable. But what about your own own personal privacy? You know, I mean, what should you have to? They've changed all the laws, so it's almost impossible to find out now if someone has a criminal record. So if you can't find out if somebody's was a flasher, why should you be able to find out if they've had the jab? I'm just asking these questions. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim. You there, Jim? No, Jim.
Hey, Howie. No.
Go ahead.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I was wondering, how come everybody, what don't these globalists understand about the word no? I mean, first they start with vaccine hesitancy, and then it goes to fear, and then now it's resistance. How about just absolutely not?
They can say absolutely not when you say, I insist on my freedom. But if you insist on your freedom, that's their answer. Absolutely not. You don't have any freedom. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Jim. This fall, I'm saying yes to quality time and no to everything else. Speaking of no, the last thing I want to do is run out to the store, especially if they're going to start having mask mandates and letting Karens run amok again. I don't want to spend more than a few minutes figuring out dinner either. HelloFresh takes the guesswork out of meal prep and helps me devote more time to what fully happens. HelloFresh delivers right to your door once a week, whatever you have ordered the previous week. They have about 50 weekly menu and market items that are always changing. Yesterday, I told you about the beef enchiladas that Patrice from Arlington was cooking. She sent me an email and said, I wish I had some for tonight. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Today, Taylor's going to tell you about what he had for lunch today.
And I actually helped make it. My wife made it this. She started making it this morning. I finished up the recipe. It took us less than 25 minutes together. So we team worked on this, and it was mushroom lovers and gnocchi, and it was very good. I love gnocchi. I love mushrooms. I do love meat in my food, but I didn't notice it was gone.
See,
it was really, really good.
That's why I'm glad we could mention this today, because you know, if you're trying to get away from meat, maybe your doctor told you, go to a less meat diet,
iron rich diet, or something.
Yeah,
you've got
any choice, any way you want to go, you have it with HelloFresh. They've got all kinds of vegan and no meat dishes. They also have low prep 10 to 15 minute recipes and easy to clean up options. Pre-portioned and measured ingredients save time, which allows me to actually enjoy my meal. And when you want to get in and out of a supermarket, there's nothing more exasperating than having to go to the spice rack and look through these things. You don't even know, sometimes you don't even know how they're alphabetized. And you don't have to do that because everything is pre-portioned, even the spices. Dinner is just the beginning with HelloFresh. I love adding grab-and-go breakfast, afternoon treats, and many, many more easy extras to my order. I don't just save time with HelloFresh. I also save serious money, and not to mention the inconvenience of going to the grocery store. It's gone. HelloFresh's meals are over 30% cheaper than shopping at the grocery stores. And the family-friendly menu is a big win for you and your kids. It's full of easy, delicious recipes for drama-free dinners. And anyone who's got young kids knows what I mean. This fall, I'm looking forward to pumpkin cinnamon rolls, apple ginger crisp, and more seasonal treats from HelloFresh. Plus, their fresh produce travels from the farm to my front door in less than a week. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. And your refusal has cost all of us.
When was the last time you heard an American president say something like this? I mean, even a president who wasn't senile. even a president who had some kind of mandate to do things, who had succeeded in at least one facet of his stewardship of the nation's economy. It's just, I mean, I'm going, you know, the thing is, I can identify as a menstruating person, correct? And I have to be accepted as a menstruating person. Do I not? I do. Why can I not identify as vaccinated? Is not this a double standard? What about the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution? If I want to identify as something I'm not in one facet of my life, why can't I do it in another facet of my life? And, you know, so now you could be fired if you don't get the vaccination. What if your employer says, I'm a born again Christian. I'm a Roman Catholic. I'm a Orthodox Jew. I don't believe in abortion. I'm going to fire you if you have an abortion. I mean, isn't this kind of the same thing? You're firing someone because of their health status. If they get an abortion or if they don't get vaccinated. I mean, again, where's the single standard here? We're the United States America, as he says. The United States America. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul. You there, Paul?
Hey, Howie, how are you? Thank you for taking my call. I enjoy your show.
Thanks.
You know, I was brought up God, country, family. My family has been affected by this because, you know what? It's not God, country, family. Well, it is.
Thanks for the call, Paul. Thomas, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Thomas.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Howie, I listen to you all the time. Thank you very much for having me on. I had COVID, and I have to tell you, there's one thing that people that haven't had COVID that tell me that I need to get the vaccine and stuff. Oh, you need to get the vaccine, but the rate of COVID, if you haven't had the vaccine, if you had the vaccine, as much, you're going to get COVID.
Well, I mean, we have all these breakthrough cases, and he keeps saying, you know, if you've had the vaccination, then at least you won't get sick. But again, as John Heinderacker said in the Powerline blog, if you're under the age of 65 or 60, you're not going to die anyway, unless you're morbidly obese or you have some other kind of disease that is probably going to kill you anyway within the next 12 to 24 months. That's the reality of it. But again, I mean, he's becoming more and more threatening. Patience is wearing thin to combat those blocking public health. And he's going to use his power to get politicians out of the way. I'm Howie Carr.